Well, hello. Welcome to Passive Wealth for High Tech Minds podcast. There are lots and lots of IT professionals who work in the industry. These IT jobs are so exhausting mentally, there isn't much time left for such folks to make clever decisions about their investments. Most are unable to put their money in the right asset classes. This is Prashant Kumar from iRealty Gains. I have worked in corporate America in IT and in business organizations for 25 years. My goal is to educate IT professionals like you about the benefits of passive investing. I will be passing my knowledge and will bring guests who have done very well in their careers and can explain the process and advantages of passive investing. So, let's begin. Well, hello, hello. This is Prashant Kumar. You are listening to yet another podcast of Passive Wealth for High Tech Minds. Today, I have a very distinguished guest with me, Maurice Flagin. Maurice, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I will take that distinguished comment and put it in my pocket. I'm keeping that one.
Awesome. I'm going to introduce you formally now.
Sure.
Maurice is a senior executive. You know, he's a real estate investor, entrepreneur, restaurant owner. He has explored 100 countries. He has been a public servant, federal agent, and police officer, philanthropist, and the lifestyle design and a wealth coach. He was telling me that he has worked with Accenture for 25 years. He's a founding member, managing partner of Quattro Capital. He has a passion for living life, leveraging freedom principles, financial freedom, time freedom, geographic freedom, and the freedom of the purpose and freedom of relationship. Maurice used real estate and professional careers to generate passive income and wealth building strategies while empowering communities and helping others live their best life through their lifestyle design. Maurice is based on Washington, D.C. and the Mediterranean region. Maurice, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, kind sir. It's good to be here.
So I want to know a little bit more from horse's mouth, you know. This was the formal introduction on the resume, but I want to know, like, your real background. What have you done?
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. You know what? I'm going to start at the end. Let me just tell you where I am right now. I'm actually sitting in a small cottage on the water in Western Maryland. I am 46 years old. I am now retired. I got to update that thing. I am now a retired senior executive. I retired from Accenture in October of 2021. After 25 years of amazing service, I'm very grateful for my career. I'm very grateful for that experience. I was also a lifelong military officer, having been in the Air Force, serving as a federal agent, and finishing up my career as a lieutenant colonel. So if you think about the TV show NCIS, that's the FBI of the Navy. The Air Force's version is Office of Special Investigations. I served my country with them. I also became a street cop in DC in 2008. That was my way to meaningfully give back to my community. I wanted it, man. I wanted to help people that way. I retired from there in September 30th of last year as well, after 14 years. And of course, we're here to talk about real estate. I found real estate when I was 21 as a means to secure some kind of freedom that I didn't understand back then, but I had the feeling of it, right? I read a book, found passive income. I bought my first place. It appreciated. My father told me that I had just made $30,000. That floored me, that I had made someone's salary. I went to the library. No Google back then, us tech minds. It was a time when there was not Google. I went to the library. I went into aisle 6, which is the business aisle. And I literally read 9 books back to back sitting. I bought 10 more places. And that led me to a very large single family portfolio, 35, 40 homes, paid a bunch of them off. And then I flipped over to multifamily in 2016 because I needed a new challenge. And your reference to multifamily is I started Quattro Capital with 4 other amazing partners, Chad, Kim, Tammy, Aaron. We officially started in early 2020. We've done maybe 25 apartment complexes so far. So we've been moving, a few more under contract now. And that's just how life has moved itself. And it was all, Prashant, because I wanted freedom. It was really never about money. It was about options and lifestyle. And lastly, I will say, I have been to 100 countries over 300 times. It's a lifestyle thing. I don't like doing the same thing every day. And when you travel, as you know, so if I go to your native India, then I would go there and know nothing. And I would have to learn again and be with new people, new skills, new food, new language. I love it. And that's why I travel. And that's why I started doing real estate in the Mediterranean as well.
Well, Maurice, that's a very impressive background, sir. I must say that. 300 times, more than 100 countries, you know. And first of all, thank you so much for your service all these years, you know, as a federal army. And of course, you know, you've done very well in your life. And for the listeners, again, we are listening to Passive Wealth for High Tech Minds podcast. And Maurice is an example, you know. So to say, you know, I have similar background also, Maurice, just for your information.
Yeah, tell me.
I've been in IT for almost 25 years. And I started approximately similar kind of journey, and I quit my job. I retired from my job recently, you know.
Yeah.
And
congrats, man.
So I have attained that kind of mind freedom. I got my time back, you know.
Yeah, I know what that's about.
So when you said that earlier while talking, so I want to basically, you know, I want to steer my question towards how these tech people, now that you know that I'm also tech, you are also tech, how these tech people can slowly come out of their rat race. Everybody knows that they are into the rat race. These people are so consumed, and so you know it very well. They're so much consumed in their jobs. For them, investing is only about investing in stocks and bonds.
Right.
There's nothing else. They do not know what investing really means.
And right.
After 12 hours of work, you know, and solving others' problems, they really do not have the insight into how they can verify where they are investing, right? So they don't know the concept of passive investing. The passiveness, I've talked about advantages mm-hmm. 100 mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. I want to find out your perspective, how you would educate these people, what should they do to continue to build the wealth on the side? I'm not asking them to quit the jobs. That's not the purpose. But at the same time, there should be a time when they should be able to quit. So how would you approach that question?
Yeah, I'm not asking people to quit their jobs either, unless that's something that they want to do. What I educate people on is for them to realize that a lifestyle they don't need a vacation from is possible. For them to educate them on that they can try on life and want to like legitimately try on life. And one of the ways that you can do it is by understanding that there is a certain expense load that you have as an individual, as a human. What are your basic expenses on a monthly basis? You have food, travel, car, kids, etc. So if that's $5,000, we take this amazing salary that we work, that we earn in the high tech space. Okay, we are high earners in the high tech space. Let's call it is what it is. What it is, we take that amazing salary that shows up twice a month. We store. I didn't say save, I said store. You store a significant portion of that salary away because you know what people do. Every time they get a raise, they raise their standard of living and they're still spending. So we are slaves to the spending. But if you can store a good portion of that paycheck away and systematically buy assets, I don't care if it's multifamily, I'll even throw stocks in just for a second. Multifamily, stocks, bonds, I don't care, but buy assets that will set you up later, that will pay you later. And what people don't understand is, and I didn't either until I slowly self-educated on the topic, when you generate enough passive income to cover your basic needs, you're free. Nowhere in formal education did they ever teach Mo and Prashant anything about that. What we were taught, go get the job, go slam money into a 401k, it'll be available for you when you're 65 years old, and work until that point. And don't worry, you'll have your 60s, 70s, and 80s to live. That's insane. So people who are in the high-tech space, and I've done everything from IT systems development to business development to Salesforce, Siebel back in the day, COBOL, Fortran. I worked on mainframes. I worked on the year Y2K problem. Anyone who is getting a high paycheck or even a medium paycheck, because I looked over my career, Prashant. On average, for the 20 years I was working, my average salary was 90 grand. But I systematically invested in real estate. In my journey, the real estate was single family condos in DC area. I got up to 35. Some of them appreciated. I sold the ones that appreciated, paid off the other ones with some of that equity, and then used my paychecks from work to pay the rest off. I found myself with 18 paid off homes by 2014, paying $160,000. I wasn't a 20 millionaire or a CEO of a company, but what I did was give myself life options. And I think that's what you're talking about for your viewership. We are so consumed with what we do in our IT space. I'm out of it, but you can see it's still in me. We're so consumed with it. We are giving our life energy away to that company. I am not bashing any company because I enjoyed my 25-year career. What I'm suggesting is people are blindly giving away major portions of their life for somebody else's mission, and they don't realize that they're not setting themselves up to actually have a lifestyle of their own. Thinking that the next title, the next paycheck is going to make them happy, it's crap. The goalpost just keeps moving and moving. It never ends. It always moves. And in 2012 or 11, when I saw it kept moving, I fundamentally made changes. And that's why at 46, I'm totally out. I'm totally time independent, financially independent, and living life as I think it should be lived.
So Maurice, again, very, very good question. And what you really said, that we should start doing something for ourselves also. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. We are working full time, mm-hmm. but we have to have that insight that the time that you are trading for money is not creating any residual value for you personally.
No, right? It's not.
That's what you are saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the career highway ends for everybody. Everybody. The only person the career highway doesn't end for are Supreme Court justices who are lifetime appointment. But for the rest of us people, at some point, the highway will stop. Now, it's your decision. You have to prepare or make choices such that you can get off on exit 46 like I did, or other people are getting off at exit 35, 33. We all have different life goals. Somebody may be very passionate about IT. I love people who are passionate. Do your passion, because that is also freedom. Freedom to execute your purpose on this planet, which is why I became a police officer. Not for the money. It was my passion. But while you're executing your passion, invest in assets that will pay you later, or at least appreciate, especially now when the value of money is going down, putting your money in a hard asset is a good thing. But that's not how, think about it, Prashant. It is almost 2 decades in formal school, 2 decades in grade school, middle school, high school, college, where the conditioning of what we are supposed to be, where are you going to be? Where are you going to live? What job are you going to have? It's hard.
That's hard. Yeah, that's a two decades of conditioning, and when the mind was at the most receptive mode.
Spongy. Yes. Spongy. People like you who have figured something out, that's why you're seen as an outlier. Yes. It's not that people don't believe what you and I are saying. It's that they can't absorb it. Their brain is already full with all the conditioning that we've been told what life is supposed to be. Now, I just told you all those things that I do from a personal and professional perspective, which seem like a lot, right? Like, how did he do all those careers? Because I'm not conditioned the way that everybody else is. And high-tech minds are conditioned in a particular way. I have a right to say it because I worked in IT for 25 years. And we can go about breaking that conditioning. And that's what something like your podcast is for. It's amazing what you do.
Awesome. So, I mean, tell me the importance of starting early. I mean, I know.
Oh man,
I know you started much earlier than me, mm-hmm. and I didn't start much sooner because obviously my mind was stuck for a long, long time. I had no idea what the real estate was. Mm-hmm. I started only, and to be very truthful, I started only 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and here I am sitting. Living, I mean, I was making good money. When I say good money, like real good money, it's not mm-hmm. Not 100,000 or not 150. Mm-hmm. It was much beyond that. So, here I am in 5 to 6 years I've been able to create passive income for myself and to take care of my life.
5 to 6 years. Isn't that a beautiful thing, man? 5 to 6 years.
So, tell me, give me some insight into when should people start? I mean, what is the ideal age?
Yesterday. My kids are starting. I have a 22-year-old and a 22-year-old has already started. My 9-year-old is picking up the concepts now. You know what? The reason why time is so important, or the reason my kids are starting now, is because no one teaches us how to make money grow. No one. It has to be self-educated. It's first thing. Second reason about time and starting as early as possible, because time compounds just like money compounds. Time is the only true asset that exists. You can't get it back. In the average 79-year lifespan, there's 28,000 days. So that means by the time we hit age 40, we have 14,000 days and declining on the backside. I have 10,900 and change left. I started with 28. I think my bank has 10,900 left. We need the time. When you start investing early, you're doing two things. One, it's easy, right? Like there's financial compounding that's happened. You're picking up an asset, an asset, an asset. I get that, but that's the easy thing. Of course, we need the more time we have to collect assets, the better. Okay. So the more your high tech minds take that paycheck, store money from it, save up 25 grand, 40 grand, 50 grand, partner with someone, put it into an asset, the faster and the earlier they do it, the better. That's the first thing. The second thing is the knowledge. I was very fortunate that I picked up Personal Finance for Dummies when I was 21 for $3.39 in a New York City bookstore randomly. And I read a paragraph that talked about passive income. It got me intrigued. That led me to single family. That led me to multifamily. That led me to tax efficiency. That led me to passive investing. That led me to start. It started this interest in financial literacy and education, which then started an interest in how do I live my life better now? Everything, the earlier you can start it, the better. But I will say, because there will be some teens or 20-somethings listening to this or whatever, it's good to explore. Don't feel stressed that you have to figure all this stuff out now. What Prashant and I are saying is consider taking a portion of your paycheck and putting it into something that will pay you later. And that should be the number one bill. And that's how I did it, Prashant. Future Maurice, 46-year-old Maurice is thanking 23-year-old Maurice, because 23-year-old Maurice knew that 46-year-old Maurice was the number one bill. So I would pay myself first every month systematically. If I didn't have enough left over to pay the gas bill, it would have to wait till next month. I got it from reading books. That's why I'm saying the buildup of financial knowledge financial knowledge, literacy, as well as assets is just as important. But as you say, the earlier you can start, the better it will be all around.
See, all these tech people, most of my friends, I come from a good school from India, and most of the friends are married to the tech. Their spouse are tech folks also. Yeah. They earn upwards of $300,000-$400,000 a year. And after expenses, they end up saving, at least $100,000, if not $50,000 at least. Mm-hmm. That's the normal saving.
They could buy, someone at that level could buy two assets a year. Let's call it one asset a year, passively. Let's say invest in a multifamily with the right operator. You buy one asset a year, 100 grand. If that multifamily operator is worth his or her salt, then hopefully that 100 grand doubles every 3 to 5 years. Okay. So let's go 5 years to be conservative. 5 years, 200 grand, 10 years, 400 grand, 15 years, 800 grand, 20 years, 1.6. Okay. But that was just that one investment. That was one. Right. So what I'm saying is do one a year for 10 years, you'd be set forever. Maurice, but that's just equity growth. No, it spits off cash flow, but you don't need it, high tech minds, because you get a massive paycheck right now that you can live off of. So reinvest everything, because what happens is you have 10 or 15 assets that are waiting for you at the end of your journey. And that's the mistake that everybody's making. No one is collecting assets for the end of their journey. So I have, 3,000 assets out there across multifamily, single family, overseas real estate, da da da. And I only live off $6,000 a month. Wow. I collected them.
folks, those who are listening, your eyes would be, I'm sure you are baffled. I'm baffled by the example which Maurice has given me. I also think it obviously that way. But think about the power of investing and power of compounding.
Right.
And all of this is done if you are investing in multifamily or in these assets which are managed by professional people, not by you. Mm-hmm. All of this happens for you. You don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. tell me how much time would anybody has to invest in this, Maurice, if they get involved in passive investing only?
I just had one of my newest investors for Quattro Capital just call me right before we started this. His first name's Thomas, that's all I'll say. Thomas is going to do 200 into a project that we're working on now. We're going back and forth on a few things. He'll be active, sign some documents, and then he'll get an update from me every 30 to 60 days. And then I'm going to bust my butt to turn that 200 into 400 to 450. And then when we sell that property, bust my butt to take that 450 and turn it into 900. He doesn't have to do anything, but I respect what he already did, which was work his butt off to save 200 grand. That's the funny thing about operators sometimes. They talk about it in the terms of money. I don't see it in terms of money. I see it in terms of the life energy that someone has put in to save that money, which is why I'm willing to work so hard on the investment and apartment complex side.
Yeah, it's a very good example, you know, that somebody has already done the work for and they are investing with operators like you and me. Mm-hmm. And now we are taking it to the next level, but they have already done a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add one more thing because I love your journey, what you just told me from your company, whatever the company was to the 5-6 years. That makes me happy, brother. You know why that makes me happy? Not because you have the financial ability to do different things. It's not money. It is life options. This is what people are not understanding. It puts us in a position. I had a buddy who was investing in condos with me. He just did four. I did 30. He did four high-end condos in DC, but he did four. He bought four, one sold one that appreciated massively, then used his paycheck and the equity from the one he sold to pay off the other three. So he has three paid off condos that are generating at the time, I haven't talked to him in a little while, but at the time were generating $3,000 a month. That was it for him. He quit. He left DC. He moved to Thailand. He became a bartender. Mm-hmm. He's living the dream that every CEO who's making $50 million a year says, one day I'm going to move to Thailand. But they're so busy with time. And I think that's what you're getting at with your people. But the one thing that I wanted to add, it's about life options. And I do coaching for people on lifestyle design around those freedom principles, financial freedom, time freedom, geographically free, virtualizing your mail, ability to be mobile all over the world, executing a purpose. My purpose was police officer. Someone might be tech. We don't know. And then building relationships. The relationships are so important because they meet people like Prashant and Mo who are higher order thinkers, not money thinkers, life thinkers, right? This real estate thing or any investment, okay? But the real estate thing, most of the people who do it, like Prashant and myself, it is not the money. It is that it drives life options so we can live our way. And people keep confusing it as a money thing. I want money, don't get me wrong. But what I wanted more was the ability to control my day on a day-to-day basis, and people can do that passively. And that's what you're getting at.
So Maurice, 5 years ago, I know you retired last year, whatever you were making and in your journey, mm-hmm. tell me the progression, not in terms of the real dollar, how long has it taken for you to replace that income in real estate? I mean, I gave my example.
No, I'll give you the exact dollars. I don't care. I've given it on LinkedIn. I started at $37,000 in 1997. I finished at 200 and low 200s in 2021. Decent. It's also because, Prashant, I turned down promotions. I didn't want to be a partner. What I wanted was the highest salary for the highest client impact role for the least amount of hours. I didn't want the attention of higher leadership and all those things. But that's just me. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It took you know, we get acquisition fees, passive income, whatever. By 2014, I had 160 coming in from single family real estate. Okay. I'm GP or general partner or own outright, I don't know anymore, 26, 27, 28 complexes. In 1 year since I left Accenture, I replaced that $200,000 salary with about $1 million. It has come from different places. A portion came from real estate. A portion came from the fact that I started to be vocal on LinkedIn, and then people wanted coaching and consulting and all those types of things. And then there's one more portion, shoot, consulting, coaching, cash flow, sorry. And then a portion came from cash flow because my mind was available. I was starting to now do more real estate deals, and I could not believe how fast it shot up from a $200,000 active salary, which means about $120,000 after taxes, to a wholly another active salary, because it is active work, but a good portion of passive income is included in that. It did not take a very long time, but that's me being an active investor. I'm very active. A person who's doing it passively, like many of your listeners would, they can just back into the amount of deals that they have to do to replace their salary. That's how easy it is. So if you find out that you need to be in 6 passive investments to replace your salary 10 years from now or 7 years from now, okay, now we know why we're getting up every day to go to work to pay ourselves first, because I need to fund those 7 deals. The rat race feeling that people have is because they're getting out of bed and they're pressing repeat with no purpose. But if we know that the purpose is to get the salary, to get the passive income to replace the salary, wouldn't that make it easier to go to work every day?
Obviously. Obviously.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
That's life
options. It's life options.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, it took you, you know, a couple of years to get to 160 level, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in 1 year of quitting Accenture, and by the way, those who do not know Accenture, it is one of the big 4 consulting firms. Mm-hmm. And what Maurice was talking, he did not want to become a partner. At some level, they make you partner and they make you responsible to do more things. You have lesser time for yourself.
Right.
They pay you a lot of money. Don't take it wrong. But you really don't have any life after that. You are 90% of the time on the plane. Either you are flying to customer side or you're going and attending a convention. If you enjoy that, so be it. But the point is, you don't have time for anything else, let alone your family. You know, you don't even have time for your family. You know. So what he's saying is, it in 1 year of quitting that $250,000 job or whatever the number is, mm-hmm. he has been able to quadruple his income. And mm-hmm. most of the income, because he is in real estate, most of that income is tax deferred or depreciated, because all of it is, you know, he's buying the real estate. He's taking the advantages of tax depreciation in real estate.
I didn't even, you know, I never factored that in, but, you know, that benefit could, so the value of my salary could be maybe 1.5. I have no idea. I don't want to focus on that number so much as I want to focus on the following for people who are listening. Don't mm-hmm. focus on the $1 million number. Yeah. Focus on the $6,000 monthly number. If you can eclipse that number, or whatever everyone's number is for themselves, it's different in different places. If you can generate enough passive income to cover your basic expenses, the stuff you need to live on a day-to-day basis, you now have the ability to access time. And when you have the ability to access time, your brain becomes so creative, and you will create other streams of income if you want, or you just start living in a way that we were intended to live. We are so used to giving our time to other people for other things, when in fact, the good Lord or whoever you do or don't believe in intended us to be here to live well. And the way one of the ways people can live well, I do believe you can live well working when you're doing something purposeful, right? So that's why I work full-time during the day for Accenture, full-time at night for being a police officer. I was tired, but I loved it. I was living like no one's business. I absolutely love it. But if part of living for you is getting your time back, you focus on that basic number, you call Prashant, you invest in some deals, you reverse engineer how long it's going to take to generate that income. And once you have it, you have a decision whether or not you're going to keep working. I never said I stopped working. In fact, I worked for 25 years in 3 careers. What I said was I wanted options. You see what I mean? And everyone thinks that real estate investors, we bash work. Contrary, we love it. But what we love even more is the options that the check coming into real estate will provide. And on the backside, you and I are providing affordable housing for a lot of wonderful families across the U.S. It feels good. Yes, the rent does go up a little bit, but the rent remains affordable. Nobody wants to live in a 1960s era appliance floor, linoleum floor, old countertops. We renovate those. We raise the rent a little bit commensurate to the value we provide for the residents. The value of the property goes up. The community likes the improvement. Your dollars are doing something good for someone. As long as you're doing it with integrity, everybody wins. And that's just the beauty of real estate. And man, I'm so grateful that I fell into it in my 20s.
Maurice, this has been a great conversation. You have shared so many golden nuggets. This is a motivational speaker podcast in my mind. You have pumped me up, obviously, and I hope it is going to pump up our listeners also. Mm-hmm. How can our listeners reach out to you if they want to talk to you?
I love talking to people. LinkedIn is a very, very good way to find me because I talk personal life first. Forget business. Screw that. This world is so abundant. We should be sharing ideas with each other. You know what I mean? So I talk, and you mentioned it, but I talk about a lot of these topics on LinkedIn: financial freedom, time freedom, geographic freedom, creating life options, living your purpose, what real estate does, how we can do it together. So find me on LinkedIn. It's just Maurice Philogene, and find Prashant's show notes. I am actively on Instagram showing how I'm living life to the fullest now. I have built a lifestyle I don't need a vacation from. I live between the U.S. and the Mediterranean region. I'm always on a plane. A plane to me is a bus or a taxi. People go to Walmart, I get on a plane. That's just how it is. But I like to show people that lifestyle is possible. And I do that through Instagram. And of course, my business, I will plug it. It's Quattro Capital. We are an add value alternative investment firm, typically doing add value multifamily, but we also do container communities. We buy land. We do a lot of things. It's Maurice at the Quattro Way, Quattroway, thequattroway.com. It's for Quattro Capital. And then lastly, all those freedom principles that I talked about, lifestyle design, building the life you don't need a vacation from. I do coach people on that. I love coaching the high-tech minds because we just get stuck. We get stuck in the Accenture world or the Siebel world or the Salesforce world or whatever it is. It's good, but leverage it. Build a lifestyle you don't need a vacation from. So if I can help you with that, reach out to me as well on one of those platforms.
Maurice, thank you so much for your time. I met you for the first time, but I have become a big fan of yours.
I appreciate you, brother.
I'm sure we'll be talking and we'll be talking a lot in future. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
You rock, man. And thank you for the service that you're doing for a lot of people. That's great.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. As usual, you can reach me via my website, www.myrealtygains.com, and via email, prashant@myrealtygains.com. I would love to hear from you and talk to you about specific needs you may have. Please schedule an appointment with me via my website, again, www.myrealtygains.com. Stay tuned for next podcast. This is Prashant Kumar, signing off for today.